This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. House members from Colorado voted unanimously today for a bill to make changes to the popular small business loan program known as PPP. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports business owners clamored for the move.
For Sandra Payne, owner of Denver Concrete Vibrator, the problem was evident just through simple math. The loan provided 2.5 months' worth of payroll.
Which then what you would assume, you would have 10 weeks worth of payroll to justify it. In fact, they go on 8 weeks.
The bill passed by the House extends the time to use the money to 24 weeks. It also lowers how much of the money needs to be spent on payroll to 60%, allowing businesses to put the rest into things like rent. The bill goes to the Senate, which was exploring different fixes to PPP before it went on recess. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The federal government has granted $72 billion to health care providers. A Kaiser Family Foundation study found hospitals with the highest revenues got the most aid, more than ones primarily treating Medicare and Medicaid patients. Kaiser's Karen Schwarz authored the study.
For the thinking at hospitals that are treating a lot of patients with public insurance, to the extent that those hospitals aren't getting the resources they need, there is certainly a danger that those hospitals aren't going to be able to provide the same level of care that they might hope to.
More than 2,000 Colorado healthcare providers got federal coronavirus aid. Officials say two men escaped from the federal minimum security prison in Florence earlier this week and tried to pose as Mexican immigrants seeking deportation at the southern border. Officials say Jose Rodriguez and Paul Guzman are now back in custody. Coming up on the program, a senior advisor at the Asia Group talks about the U.S. view that Hong Kong is no longer autonomous from China. Then the University of Minnesota's decision to adjust its relationship with the Minneapolis Police Department was spurred by student action. The university's student body president explains. We will have those stories coming up next on All Things Considered. It is 71 in Denver, 74 in Vail, 91 for Grand Junction. There is a slight chance of thunderstorms for Denver and Boulder overnight. You're listening to CPR News.